rise like a phoenix. Seven wonders of your inner world. Shame. Shame is an emotion or a feeling that arises out of many reasons. Two types of individuals feel a sense of shame, narcissists and empaths. The word shame might be the same for both types of individuals, but the meaning and the outcome are different for the two. Self-centered narcissists carry a sense of self-importance, lack empathy, are abusive for their good, are arrogant, and much more. So, narcissists don't have shame for their wrongdoings, and even if they feel a sense of shame, they never accept it. Whereas the empaths, for them, the feeling of shame has a different meaning. The empaths are sensitive and kind-hearted, can absorb other people's energy or emotions, are introverted, etc. So, empaths are highly affected by the mindset of others. They don't dare to say no to the people doing wrong to them, and they aren't confident enough to confront the people humiliating them and making them feel shameful without any reason. The narcissists can't accept what they have done to others. They can't feel how their betrayal has shredded the soul of the other person. They don't have empathy to feel others' emotions, and at times, they become true sadists. Symptoms of shame and emotional turmoil. Feelings wants to disappear from the entire world, isolate themselves, bury themselves, and cut all connections with others. Anger and guilt. Constant feeling in fight and flight mode creates anger, and the root cause of this is shame. Self-blame. It all starts within the blame game, and often we isolate ourselves. I am wrong, I made a mistake, I deserve this punishment. Addictions. We as humans always find a shortcut to temporary relief or pleasure due to feelings of shame and unworthiness. Feeling ridiculous. Embarrassed. Shame sufferer always feels ridiculous about themselves and embarrassed of anything. Uncomfortable when we don't want to talk to anyone. Failing in every step of life makes us uncomfortable, and the reason behind this can be some buried emotion of the same. Shame causes us to think that we are not worthy and that nobody wants us. Constant rejection and wrongdoing from others turn shame into victimhood and make them feel hopeless and helpless. It diminishes one's identity. Shame causes us to think we are defective. So, the shame is majorly about the empaths, who are the sufferers and going through problems like anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and so on. Narcissists make the empaths feel ashamed and become submissive all their lives. The pain and sorrow the empaths get take them to the absence of confidence and courage to confront the narcissists and stop feeling ashamed for no reason. Empaths feel a sense of shame because they don't dare to fight against the narcissist's behavior due to their low self-esteem and confidence. The dominant nature of narcissists exploits, humiliates, betrays, and manipulates the empaths and delves the feeling of shame within them. The sense of shame within the mind, body, and soul of the empaths can be healed only with the help of the best therapy for PTSD. Years of pain, heartbreak, feeling of loneliness, and an absence of trust and unconditional love makes empaths depressed and hollow from the inside. Healing techniques play a significant role in the case of empaths who are suffering shamefulness due to narcissists. How can Phoenix be such a significant part of shame in spirituality? We all know about the mythical bird, Phoenix, which is believed to have risen from the ashes and represents rebirth. So, in the context of shame, the Phoenix depicts the rise from shame that is letting you suffer without any reason. The individuals suffering from the negative feeling of shame due to others should not be affected and rise high like Phoenix with uplifted confidence and courage. Being spiritual and working with soul and spirit's guides, I have seen most people who feel and are in the energy of being shame emotions are often attracted to karmic partners or surroundings, which makes them feel dirty, something wrong within themselves, unworthy, miserable, and gets into an abusive relationship, domestic violence, marital rape victims. These usually carry from many lives and still don't learn their lessons. Karmic lessons are hard to recognize until they become your do and die situation. One person only learns this way as they are not awakened or not doing inner works. He loves to stay in darkness and keeps on attracting more karma to themselves. Feeling shame is one more chance from the universe to break the patterns carried forward from many lives from our ancestors and generation to generation. That is why negative emotions are wonders for us to work on and become new. The lack of healthy boundaries, good surroundings, and a challenging life results from the negative feeling of shame. When individuals feel ashamed of any part of their life, they start attracting the same, which goes on from generation to generation. Once an individual is healed from shame, life flows quickly and effortless, they start attracting good surroundings, their family and friends start accepting them as they are, and they learn to draw healthy boundaries. There are seven negative feelings or wonders that need to be healed in this lifetime to have a great life ahead. The wonders are as follows: anger, https://lightangelic.com/rise-like-a-phoenix-7-wonders-of-your-inner-world-anger/ greed, https://lightangelic.com/rise-like-a-phoenix-7-wonders-of-your-inner-world-greed/jealousy, https://lightangelic.com/rise-like-a-phoenix-7-wonders-of-your-inner-world-jealousy/lust, https://lightangelic.com/rise-like-a-phoenix-7-wonders-of-your-inner-world-lust/guilt, https://lightangelic.com/rise-like-a-phoenix-7-wonders-of-your-inner-world-guilt/shame. We have already discussed six wonders in our previous blogs. Now, shame is the last negative feeling that we will explore today. So, keep reading the blog till the end. Why are we calling our negative emotions wonders? The negative emotions are carried forward from generation to generation and don't leave us alone until healed. Shame is parallel to guilt and acts as a result of any wrong deeds performed by an individual or the sufferings received by the behavior of a narcissistic personality. Shame attacks our identity directly, and often, we are not able to have our voice, which makes us feel guilty. One who works on inner demons makes us human and helps us to walk towards humanity. The universe and your guides work miraculously to have a soul known from a higher perspective to one suffering from shame and guilt for many lifetimes. This is the only chance for humans to overcome and cross that bridge of shame and be like a phoenix. We call these negative emotions a wonder because after healing and overcoming these negative feelings, an individual can get a smoother life ahead. Some affirmations can help you get out of the negative feeling of shame. So, let's explore. I have worth, I have value, I am worthy, I am working on my recovery, I am a worthwhile person, I am cheerful, and many more. How are childhood wounds connected with shame? You might have noticed that parents mostly scold their children for scoring good marks. Many parents compare their children with others and make them feel ashamed. The scars of embarrassment start turning into inner wounds as the children age. The inner wounds drag the children a step back from their success because they aren't opening up or standing up for themselves due to a sense of shame delved within them by their parents. The absence of encouragement and a sense of fear don't let the children move forward in their lives and become successful. Individuals with childhood wounds feel depressed and never dare to initiate in any part of their life. The suffering of the wounded inner child is intense and can be healed with the best healing methods, like sound and Reiki healing. I can't speak for myself, I feel ashamed. Shame can come and go and be triggered by particular events or words. Constant feelings of being stuck, feeling judged, and what others will think is natural for the person going through. It's tough to emote as someone who doesn't know why I keep attracting the same person in different bodies. Attracting people who are not emotionally available makes you feel like a victim. A victim of domestic abuse or a sufferer of narcissistic behavior starts delving deep into the depressed state and makes the sufferer suffer even more. The sufferer feels ashamed due to a sense of fear, they can't speak and stand for themselves. The victims don't dare to open up their voices, create healthy boundaries, and say no to the abuse. One must regress one's self-belief from past life regression workshops to overcome shame. A shame due to the lack of courage, even in the most devastating situation, takes the sufferer on a negative path. The success, growth, positivity, and the power to manifest their desires gradually disappear. Anxiety, stress, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder makes room in their body, and the emotional turmoil due to immense suffering don't let them move in the right direction. The healer or a mind healing consultant helps a sufferer by removing the traumatic thoughts and a sense of shame from the victim's mind and making them come out of the negative zone. Let's see how the mind healing consultants do it. RTT, Rapid Transformational Therapy. Our limiting beliefs don't let us move forward, so Rapid Transformational Therapy helps a healing professional communicate with the subconscious mind of the sufferer and remove the sense of shame and the limiting beliefs that are hindering their path to success. RTT supports the best in identifying the root cause of the sufferer and helping the mind healing consultant offer the proper healing technique to the individual. What chakra is shame related to? Solar plexus chakra is responsible for the feeling of shame. The solar plexus chakra is located 3 inches below the navel. It is associated with shame, control of your life, self-esteem, fear of rejection, criticism, personal power, and physical appearance. When not aligned, we are mostly suppressed and buried with the emotion of not having our voice, and one's identity is attacked time by time. Represented with yellow, the solar plexus chakra is imbalanced by traumatic events or sexual shame. Sometimes, we are ashamed of cultural taboos and society's limiting beliefs. Our sexual energy can be repressed because of buried emotions of shame and guilt. It's tough to express our emotions because of feeling shame and insecurities. Some traumas are so deep that a person shuts down ultimately to have intimate partnerships. Our inability to express ourselves suppresses the creativity within ourselves, and many talented and creative people suffer from suicidal thought attacks. We forget our passion and love for creating something at a very young age and tend to forget in adulthood with a busy life, which leads to depression or feelings of missing something. We often disconnect from the world as adults because of childhood abuse buried in the sacral chakra. One who is traumatized and is not working to overcome can struggle to manifest and don't have a clear sense of who I am, what I want, and what direction I should walk. Repeating patterns keep circulating and put them in the situation of failure, loss of money, lack of mindset, business failure, disrespect, and loss of self-identity in society and family. Keeps on attracting the same situation with different body and get into karmic cycles. The solar plexus chakra can be aligned with the help of various healing techniques like sound healing, aromatherapy, Reiki healing, yoga, guided meditation, chanting Ram, etc. The affirmations to balance a blocked solar plexus chakra include, I create healthy boundaries. I am confident. I have my power. I am fearless. I am comfortable with personal power, etc. So, visiting a healer and getting the perfect healing will help you overcome the negative feeling of shame. Which crystal is the best to heal the feeling of shame? One important thing to remember before going through the crystals is that you should always have strong willpower and a genuine belief in the universe to help yourself the best. Crystals or any healing technique will become more potent with your steadfast belief in the process and the universe. So, here are the crystals best to overcome the feeling of shame. Rose quartz. The crystal with pink hues helps in releasing regrets attached to the heart. Citrine encourages self-discipline and clarity of thoughts. Tiger eye helps in manifesting abundance. Silver sheen. Obsidian helps to clear decisions, especially with a significant life decision. Amblygonite helps in inner conflict, releases cords of attachment and past relation traumas. Turquoise make you feel confident and help you realize who you are. Sunstone. The crystal helps an individual to feel empowered. If you, too, feel a sense of shame, and this is making you depressed, unable to find the right path, anxious, stressed, or carrying fear because of being victimized by a narcissist, don't hesitate to connect with Priti Palmer, the life coach and mind healing consultant at Light Angelic, providing numerous healing techniques mentioned below. Past life regression, new moon meditation, full moon meditation, eclipse meditation, chakra balancing, grounded sea meditation, singing, sound frequency healing, holistic mind healing, Reiki balancing chakras with physical pain, rapid transformation therapy, anxiety and depression therapy, relationship therapy, inner childhood therapy, healing vortex yoga. So, what are you waiting for? The universe has sent a perfect medium, Priti Palmer, to help you with incredible healing methods through her interactive healing sessions. Connect now.